gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Good morning, everybody. We're so excited to be here. We had some absolutely incredible news, and we're just so pumped to share it with you. So first of all, I'm Carson. I'm the social media guru here at Equine Connection, as well as an instructor and facilitator.
And I'm Carolyn Charles. I'm the director of sales and marketing, as well as an instructor and a facilitator too. And what we really do here is we try to bring skill development with horses to everybody in this world. It's really our main goal at the end of the day. And by spreading the news about how horses can really help people in a different way, or even building a business that has to do with helping horses too. All of these things to us are good things, and we love making changes in people's lives every day by working with horses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So have you ever been in the circumstance where you're posting on social media and nothing's happening? There is no engagement, no likes, no comments. There is just nothing good, and you've put your heart and soul into this post, yeah. And
you think to yourself, this was like the best post ever. Why aren't people responding? I don't get it. Right. Yeah. And we've all been there.
It happens all the time still. Like it's a constant trial and error battle with social media.
Yes. But it's the feeling of your page too. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
There's so much to do with what are you actually doing that you're going to put out there that's really going to stick with people and get them to want to come back for more. And the cool thing about social media is, well, from my perspective, because back in the day, when I went to PR and that kind of thing, the traditional marketing types were very different than they are now. And when social media came out, it created a whole new methodology of being able to market things. Why? Because we can have a two-way conversation with our people. Like the fact that we can chat to Nicole and Breeze on too, and we can chat with Miranda, and we can talk back and forth and have a two-way conversation here. This is phenomenal. This is new stuff that had never happened before. And this really is the way of the world now.
Yeah. And even think about it. Is there a page or a person that you really love following on social media?
Aside from us, clearly.
Yeah. What is it about them that makes you so drawn to them? Because we've all seen those business pages that put out sales posts after sales posts, and it's not fun to follow.
No.
Like, I mean, it's like you hope they do good, but it's not fun to read or watch, you know?
Yeah. And Bree says, glad for this today. So relative. Thanks, guys. Miranda says, yes.
So our super duper 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 exciting news.
It's just cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. Facebook actually reached out to us a couple months ago, and we're just talking. They wanted to get on the phone with us. So we talked to them for a bit.
Which doesn't happen.
No. Yes. Yeah. Like Facebook reached out to us. Super duper cool.
Phone call.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so they actually invited us to speak on a panel in Calgary in June. And we are so freaking excited. It's unbelievable.
Yes. And this really goes to show how fantastic it can be and how much worth it is for your return on investment, for your business, for everything, even for the people who join us. Like, I hope we give you guys a worth and a value to this piece too, because when Facebook reaches out, that means we're doing something right.
Yeah,
is my perspective.
Oh, absolutely.
So this is a huge deal to be actually asked to be on this panel with Facebook about how to properly work Facebook for your business.
Yeah, to help other small businesses be able to do the same thing.
Yeah. And this is really a coup in our feather cap.
Yeah, it's a kudo in our
feather cap.
Double
that's a carry
sword.
Yeah. We do like to use those every once in a while.
So once again, you're stuck in the social media plateau of I don't know how to move forward. Nothing's working. This sucks. And so we wanted to share three valuable tips that have really helped us to reach a wider audience, but also to connect with the people that we want to connect with.
Well, and that need to connect with us too, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want just the people out there who are thinking that all of our posts are funny. Those are great people too. But you guys want value from us, and we need value from you. So this is where we get into this first part of really providing value. Because if we just got up here and talked about, I don't know,
shoes,
maybe?
I don't know why shoes popped up. I feel like that wasn't a good example.
I think, well, for us, yeah. For us, that's a good example, though, because neither of us are like shoe girls, right? Like, I'm currently wearing very dirty white runners,
and Carson's wearing flip-flops. Nothing to do with what we do.
Yeah. So for us, it's not relevant. If you run a shoe company, all the power to you. If you sell boots, that's perfect. But for us, it wouldn't be a value that we would be giving to you guys to talk about shoes. I like Lurie Brander. Help me with social media. Yes. But yeah, you have to provide a value to people, something that's going to be of interest and going to help them along the way too. Because we are looking for value when we join pages.
And you know, there's so many different ways to provide value. I mean, we get so caught up in that we have to put a big gift basket together or we have to buy something in order to give it away. And we don't have to do that at all. You're an expert in your field. And so you have that knowledge that can help people to move forward. Or maybe if you ride horses or you're a riding coach, you can have 6 tips on a free PDF that you can give out to people that'll help them to enhance their riding. Like there's the options are limitless. And even with live videos, you can even just jump on your Facebook page and provide value of some sort to help your audience.
And the tips idea are amazing. Like that's one that we really will roll with a lot. Hopefully you've noticed, but by giving value, we're giving the tips, we're giving something that's going to improve your life in some way, right? Because there's a reason why you follow us. There's a reason why you tune in and we need something to make it valuable for you to be there. So it's not just going to be the giveaways, but it's more going to be the tips, the tricks, the things we can add to provide value for you.
And you know, it's not even about a sales pitch. It's not about giving that PDF and at the end it's saying like book here now. It's honestly just from the goodness of your heart, giving value, because you know what, that's going to help you to connect and to build relationships with people is because they see that you're not just after their money.
And at the end of the day, like I said, this is now a two-way conversation. Think about if Carson and I were having a conversation and the first thing I said to her is like, you should buy my stuff. And then she said something to me and I said, buy my stuff.
No go.
Buy my stuff. She's not going to want to talk to me anymore. It's the same way that we do things with social media now is we need to provide a valuable conversation for people rather than just a constant onslaught of what we need from you.
And that actually brings us on to the next point of being authentic. You know, it's all about being yourself. And you know, that's the person who people fall in love with is you, the authentic, beautiful you.
Yeah.
And when we can get past that barrier of being scared in front of the camera, or, you know, even if you are going on and being authentic, that you're scared in front of the camera right now, it's fantastic because that's what people connect to.
Yes. Like if some of you have been following us for a while, you'll see how Carson, like, because Carson, when she first started doing this stuff, she liked the idea a lot of putting up ideas for us to talk about. But then she wasn't the biggest fan of actually joining us on these. Now this girl's rocking it. She's doing them on her own. She's moving forward. The best way that you can get through that part is just by doing it. And you have to. And then now look at her. She's just sitting up here yapping away.
And you know, even for videos, if this is something that you want to do, which on Facebook, we highly, highly recommend live videos. It is by far one of the greatest ways to create a conversation with your audience. And Facebook loves conversation. And when people can watch your videos and they see that you have original content going out, Facebook loves you.
Yes.
So they're going to help you out too.
I like Force Action Develop Bree says, amen, just be you. And that's right, because people will know if you are being fake. That comes across. And we really do say like what you see is what you get. And a lot of time when people meet us, they're like, we weren't sure if you were actually just like that or that was nope, we are just like this. And that's why it's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to screw up your words. It's okay to be like, I lost my train of thought. Because that's authentic. That's real. And that's what's going to make somebody laugh and realize that you're human too. And they want to connect with you.
And like we doubt ourselves. We think that we aren't good enough. We think that people won't want our business, but it's true. People do want what you have.
Yeah, you just have to find the right ones, right? And make it of value to them.
Thanks, Lurie.
Yes, she has.
If you guys want to see some funny videos, just go back to the end of our videos. Like
the very beginning. Some of those are really fantastic.
And one more tip, even for videos, when you're authentic and on camera or whatnot, the best type of video to do when you're starting out is live video, because you don't have the opportunity to go back and criticize yourself and edit out the pieces you don't like. It is the raw, real you. And you're in the moment.
Yep.
It's terrifying, but it's good.
But it gets you through it. You betcha. Yeah. That's exactly right. And that kind of flows well into this be human. Nobody wants to just talk to a robot. And I don't know about you, but for myself, now that we're in this kind of day and age where I should be able to reach a human being online, when I get some like crazy long automated thing, I get super irritated. I love the idea of talking to humans, of realizing somebody else is human, of seeing people make little mistakes or be able to kind of tease themselves and that kind of thing. Like there's so much value in being a human.
Yeah. And just having a conversation, like, I don't know, I went to this, it's called The Gathering. It's a big marketing conference. And
so
this topic came up so much. And you know, it really hit home because we get so funneled into our supervision on our sales and what we have to make, and we have to sell this many of this program mm-hmm. or whatever else, that we forget to just talk, to just have a conversation, to just be a human. And it makes such a difference, because it's so crazy, because once you're in your business mind, you think, okay, got to think business. Yeah. But what people look for is that human piece.
Well, and they're looking for the tips of how you can do business as a human.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it's not just about doing the business part, because I know myself, if somebody starts talking numbers to me, it's not my thing. So either I'll glaze over, but if they say, I get numbers aren't your thing, they weren't mine either, this is the tips that I did to help move through that. Now that, to me, that's interesting. That's something that I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not the only one that's felt this way. I'm not the only one that's been stuck. So now I can move forward knowing that they can help me with it.
And you know, it's not always, you don't have to share your deepest, darkest secrets with your online audience.
Please don't.
You really don't. But you know, those inspirational stories or words of advice, or those days that are just pure not going good. Mm-hmm. That was very English.
Yes,
you're not going good. But those days, people resonate with those, because you know, we're all human. Every single one of us is human. And yes, as much as you see on social media, maybe your friend is having the best day of their life every single day, in all reality, they probably are having some bad times too.
Yeah.
So no matter what, like, be human. Relate
with your look too, and have a filter on.
No,
it's not something that can exist. And you know, I know I flip through Instagram and I'm like, man, how could none of these people have a pimple? I don't understand. Like, nobody has a pimple. But if I see somebody talking and they maybe have some bags under their eyes and they're talking about their day going to hell in a handbasket or something, that's going to be something I'll be like, yeah, no, I can tell her day's gone to hell in a handbasket. You don't have to look perfect. You don't have to have the perfect complexion. You don't have to have all those things to do a live. Just be human. People are going to relate to that, and they're not going to hop on and judge you just because you've got a pimple.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And you know, the way that all the algorithms and social media are changing, and with websites and everything, mm-hmm. is, well, it sounds weird saying it like this, but put the user first. So put your customer first.
Yeah.
Facebook is changing us away from being able to push out those sales posts and everything else, because they want us to create a conversation. They want people to communicate with other people. They don't want it to just be a sales pitch all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah. And that makes sense, right? Because that's what we want too, as a user.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like inundated all the time with ads. That's not why I'm there. It's for connection. It's for building relationships. It's for stalking people you haven't seen in 20 years.
Exactly.
That's what it's for, really, at the end of the day.
So if you need some examples of how you want your page to look, first of all, think about the feeling that you want your audience to feel when they see you, or that emotion that maybe they get when they come to your page.
Mm-hmm.
Then go and look at maybe 3 to 5 other, the people that you follow, the people that you love, the people that really make you excited. You want to see their posts. You want to see their videos. Go and take a peek at their pages and see what they're doing. Maybe they'll give you some ideas.
Yeah. What's it about them that you love so much that you makes you go back for more, right?
Yeah.
We have a couple that we follow that are like just uplifting or funny animal videos.
Yeah.
Because why? They make me smile. I love Bree says stalking for sure. But it's about, you know, for me, it's positivity. It's making me smile. I don't want to see the dark stuff and the angry stuff and all that other stuff. I want something that's going to make me smile and feel good at the end of the day.
Yeah. So if you have any questions, let us know, because we're always willing to help you guys move forward with your businesses. And don't give up. That is the number one thing with social media that is, like, it makes you want to cry. It makes you want to go and tuck yourself into a ball, in a corner, with a blanket over your head. Like, it's true. Sometimes it sucks.
Yep. But at the end of the day, it's so worth it. And it is a ton of trial and error. It really is. Like, we have done it, like, before Carson joined us, it was me smashing my face into a brick wall. Then she came and I was a lot happier. But she's regularly on top of everything, making sure she's up on what the newest thing is with Facebook, because it changes all the time. But it is trial and error. It's trying something and then seeing, okay, well, that wasn't it, but this one went crazy. How come? And it is kind of fun. It's like a little mystery puzzle at the same time to work it all out.
But it really is.
It's cool.
Yeah. Keep track of it. If you just, I don't know. It just start. That's the number one thing is start.
And don't be scared.
Yeah. Don't be scared. Take a risk. You know, mom always says, death thing, you know.
Yeah. You could die today is what she says.
You know, face the fear and do it anyways. And if this is something that freaks you right out, is getting on in front of a camera, it's okay. Do it. And if you want somewhere a little bit more private to practice, join our Ask a Facilitator group, and we would love to see you in there.
And it's okay to start the video with, I am going out of my comfort zone and I am so scared right now.
Yeah.
That's okay, because people will relate with that, because they would be too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
good. Absolutely.
So for next week too, we've got some exciting stuff going on as well, because we are going to be starting a new series.
Yes.
That's correct, right?
They're called the Success Story Series.
Yay. So we did put it out there as far as what you guys would like to hear about. And a lot of the comments we got back were people were looking for the inspirational stories, the stories where people found success, where people were able to move forward with their lives, where people chose the path that worked for them, and things that are going to make us feel warm and fuzzy and possibly cause a tear for some of you.
Or us.
Yeah. So it's really exciting. We're so excited to get that part started. So next week at
Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time.
That still messes us up so much.
I know.
Mountain Time, Mountain Standard Time, whatever you want to call
it.
But
daylight time.
Daylight time. I don't know. But it's going to be our time at night.
Yeah. So once again, if you're struggling with social media, we totally understand. We've been there. Each and every day is a new adventure.
Yep.
It changes regularly. We get it. So three tips that we can really, truly, authentically give to you that'll help you on social media is, one, provide value.
Yes, absolutely. Provide the value so somebody's going to want to continue to follow on. The next one is be authentic. Because that's the best you can be. People will know if you're blowing sunshine. So just be authentic. Be yourself.
Number three is be a human. Create a conversation. How do you talk to people? How do you like to be talked to? And, you know, just practice, trial and error. Face those fears, because showing the real side of you is what is going to connect with you with people. People want to talk to another person, not a robot.
Exactly.
Have a fantastic day. Once again, I am Carson. I'm the social media guru here at Equine Connection.
And I am Carolyn. I'm the director of sales and marketing at Equine Connection. And we will see you guys next Wednesday, 9 a.m. our time. See you there.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.